This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Story here out of Texas, the U.S. Supreme Court appears divided on a Texas death row inmate's claim that the state is constitutionally obligated to provide DNA testing on evidence he says would prove that he did not kill an elderly woman during a robbery. Ruben Gutierrez, 47 years old now, was sentenced to death for the 1998 killing of Esco Harrison in Brownsville, Texas. The 85-year-old woman was killed when Gutierrez and two other men broke into her mobile home to steal more than $600,000 in cash that she kept inside.
Now, real quick, Scott, the argument in this case, as it is a horrifying crime, a horrifying case, the argument is not over whether or not he had anything to do with this.
He doesn't deny that.
He does not contend he played no role in the events, but rather, he was outside and should not face the death penalty. What he's saying is, if you looked at the DNA at the scene under her fingernails, this was a violent death. That DNA does not belong to me.
Now, I could see the argument of not deserving the death penalty, but from the legal standpoint, you are charged with the same crime. If a felony is, or if you are involved in the commission of a felony,
that
you get the same charge.
That leads to death. But when do we execute someone, Sam, for being an accomplice? And I think most people would start to get a little uncomfortable with that notion. Do you not think, Scott? Let's say you're the getaway driver in a bank robbery. You are outside waiting in the car. Someone dies inside the bank during the commission of that robbery, whether it's your accomplice or a bank patron. You are outside. When is the last time you can remember a case where we executed someone who did not go inside and participate in that crime? It's unheard of. And what he's saying is, forget innocence or guilt. Just test the DNA.
The prosecutor says no on testing the DNA. They have refused to test any available evidence.
They halted his execution 20 minutes before he was set to die for this crime.
But again, I guess I'm confused because he's not denying, he's not questioning the conviction. He was convicted for those crimes. The judge, the family, the victim's family all agreed that the death penalty was the proper sentence.
Well, it is Texas after all. I mean, let's be real. Even Terry Nichols is still alive.
Even Terry Nichols is still alive. And I said to the boys during the break, you guys, I said, you know, we have seen sentences far less than death for someone that we know murdered two people, four people. Look at the serial killers still drawing breath in our prison systems.
Oh, Johnny Robinson is still alive.
Still breathing.
So isn't BTK still alive?
Yes.
I thought so.
The accomplice angle of this story is interesting. And the New York Times said they appear narrowly divided because, you know, you have to ask then, what does this mean the next time? If there is DNA that will show you were not in the house when this happened.
But you went to that mobile home.
I'm not saying he should ever see the light of day. But we're going to execute somebody for being a getaway driver, whatever his role was.
Yeah, we don't know. He could have been lookout. He could have been in the mobile home and didn't participate in the killing. But you're asking people to have sympathy and leniency, dare I say almost clemency, for somebody who is really not a benefit to society, who has no redeemable qualities.
Murdered an 85-year-old woman.
Correct.
Have they spoken to the victim's family?
Oh, I'm sure they're against this. But I would also, as a family member,
against
want
what,
to know.
The appeal?
Against the appeal. Okay. I would want to know, as a family member, who did this to our mom? Who did this?
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason that the DNA testing can't go forward. Who really did kill Grandma? And was it the guy that's about to be executed? Was it one of the other guys? Did everybody get the death penalty or just Ruben Gutierrez?
The New York Times article that I read did not get into the other couple of
suspects. Okay.
You know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they rule because of cases going forward. What does that mean for cases going forward? $600,000?
Well, in a mobile home. No offense to this 85-year-old woman.
No, at all.
But why are you living in a mobile home if you have $600,000 in cash just laying around?
Didn't trust the bank system, I bet.
Well, I'm sure she did not.
At 85 years old,
grew
you know, when she
grew up in the Depression.
Do you not remember your grandparents hiding money between like dinner plates and under the mattress?
I remember my grandfather investing in Exxon a lot.
You also don't know what her life was like. Maybe that, you know, double wide was a very nice rendition of something she had lived in her entire life. Maybe that was her luxury.
You're
a
right.
Mobile home is not necessarily a little tiny trailer.
No, you're right. You're right. But why would you not put the money somewhere else?
Because there are people who have a deep mistrust of banks. And certainly the
then put it on the market.
People that remember the stock market crash.
Yeah, you're right.
I have a mistrust of banks.
I'm not surprised. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.